Pentagon officials say more than 600 U.S. Marines and soldiers were killed or injured during the three-week war in Iraq. But new protective gear and faster medical treatment have combined to save thousands of lives. NPR's Eric Nealer reports that many Americans who would have died under the conditions of earlier wars are instead recovering in U.S. military hospitals.
25-year-old Army Lieutenant Nick Grill was shot in the foot during a firefight near Najaf, Iraq, 3 weeks ago. He still won't talk about how it happened, but during a bedside interview at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, Grill did describe the Iraqi bullet still lodged in his foot.
It was weird. Some doctors were saying it was 2 rounds. Some were saying it was 1, and it went through my heel here, and it ricocheted off my heel bone, which in turn pretty much shattered it.
After being hit, Grill and two of his soldiers were medevaced by helicopter to a nearby surgical hospital.
It worked out really well. Helicopter came in, dropped us off at the MASH. We got in a Gator, and they drove us right, Gator's mug, four-wheeler, and they put us right there. I went into surgery in probably an hour and a half.
That kind of rapid trauma care was unknown for Marines and soldiers on earlier battlefields, but this war was different. Captain David Ferguson is Director of Executive Medical Care at the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland.
I think without a doubt, we've seen patients who 5 or 10 years ago would not have survived their injuries. I think it's related both to the protective armor that they're wearing as well as to the advances in forward medical care that they're receiving.
Field hospitals are now equipped with ultrasound machines, special traction devices, and other medical equipment once found only in advanced trauma centers. Medical corpsmen, who act as EMTs on the battlefield, carry new blood-clotting bandages unavailable during the last Gulf War. The basic battle gear now features Kevlar helmets and flak jackets. The newest versions of these contain ceramic plates that can stop bullets from point-blank range. Lieutenant Grill was saved by immediate medical care. He says he expects to return to his unit.
I may have problems running again, which sort of bothers me, but I'm just going to have to work hard on rehab because I plan on running again. It's something I really like to do.
Not every wounded evacuee will recover. Speaking to Pentagon personnel in recent days, General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, talked about the life facing wounded soldiers and Marines who return home.
Some are going to recover very quickly. Others are going to have to live with their injuries for the rest of their lives. They'll never escape the pain in some cases, or perhaps regain lost opportunities that this conflict has brought upon them. We shall never forget, nor should we ever forget, their sacrifice as well.
For some, serious life-altering injuries will mean an end to their military career. And as one officer said recently, the Marine Corps is not a charitable organization. Military officials say that after taking convalescent leave, each wounded soldier or Marine has their case reviewed by a medical board. That board will determine whether or not they can return to duty. Eric Nealer, NPR News, Washington.